Welcome to the Kim and Kyle podcast, where we give realtors and entrepreneurs the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life you want. Every week, we're bringing you guests or ideas to help you market your business for the year we live in.
And we're live.
What's up?
What's been happening, Kim? Fall. That's what's been happening. I'll answer that.
Fall.
The weather's changing. Autumn.
It is starting to change.
It's getting cold.
It's getting a little bit warmer again this week, which I'm all about. I'm not big on winter time.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be 85 today.
Yeah, I like that. It's my kind of fall weather.
It was like 35 the other day, though.
Yep. It's fall. We, what have we been doing? Taking a lot of pictures.
Yes, a ton of pictures.
We're trying to get a little bit ahead on our work, and I don't think we've done that yet. We're still just working day to day.
Hey.
On what we got going on every day. So that's the plan for this weekend coming up is try and get ahead, try and get some stuff done around the house, you know, adult things.
Yeah.
And just living life.
What do we got going on? We've put together the baby bed.
Yep. We got the crib together. Crib.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Our rocker chair things coming, being delivered this week. We got to hang up some stuff on the wall and then get some diapers, and I think we're ready. I mean, we're ready in that sense. I don't know if we're ready. That's another story for another day. But let's jump in because we don't have much time because you've got to run off and I've got to run off in a different direction today. So what are we going to talk about today?
We are going to talk about building a personal brand in real estate and the importance of just having a personal brand in life. And if you lose your job and don't have a personal brand, then, you know, Who are you? You know, your brand.
Yeah. So real estate, not many people in real estate to this point focus on building their personal brand.
That's right.
They focus on kind of advertising what brokerage they work for. And doing the day-to-day stuff, selling houses. And they don't focus on that part about building who they are, what their business is about, why they do it, and building up everything around them so that people are searching for them instead of searching for a real estate agent.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing about your personal brand, and that's, you know, a very big term used today, branding, building your brand. And that's pretty much just your reputation in the community that you work with and at the office that you work with, whether it's, you know, a realtor trying to build their personal brand or
here's what I'll say.
Reputation.
What it's not is it's not your logo.
No.
It's not your business card and it's not the brokerage you work for and it's not your swag.
No.
I think a lot of people get confused and they think, well, I wear my Kyle Terry real estate shirt every day. That's my personal brand. That is not your brand. Your brand is an experience. It's the way people think about you, especially when you're not around. It's what you're providing to your clients. So I always like to tell people, if you weren't selling real estate today and you built the strongest personal brand you could and you decided to start selling ice cream, you'd be successful from day one because people want to go buy from you because you built that brand. So you could go from Kyle Terry real estate team to Kyle Terry ice cream team and it wouldn't matter. People they don't care what you're selling.
That's right.
They're coming to you and that's your personal brand.
Yeah. And if you have a good reputation, which is your brand, it's not necessarily how many people come to your business and how many checks you write or how many checks get written to you. It's more of how many of those people that have had an experience with you will come to your funeral one day because they like who you are as a person. That really like puts it into perspective. Mm-hmm. That is your brand. Getting people to like you for who you are. Being yourself. Being professional.
Let's talk about why this is so important in real estate specifically. So how I see it is people don't buy from a brokerage, like most people, and I'll get a lot of flack for this, but the general public, most people don't really know the difference between Keller Williams and Berkshire Hathaway or Remax or whatever. Like, it's just, that's not what they're going for. And they don't know, or they don't care who they really buy a house from. A house is a house.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to buy the same house no matter who they work with or what brokerage. So that's part of it, is people are choosing to work with you because they like you and they don't care about where you work.
Yeah.
Second part of it is there's a lot of buzz going around right now about Zillow taking over as a real estate agent, like a real estate company, I guess. Online. They're starting to do online sales and take over in that sense. And that's got a lot of people scared. It's got a lot of people worried about the future of real estate and what that's going to look like. So I think those are the biggest reasons that I see why building a personal brand. And we can talk a little bit more into the Zillow thing, because I think that's kind of a hot topic right now.
Yeah. And there's other companies besides Zillow that are doing it too. It's kind of like listing your house as something on eBay. You know, that's the way I view it, is, except it's really expensive. So it would be like trying to sell something on eBay for $200,000.
Right. So, okay. So let's talk about it. So Zillow's coming in. They're making it super easy. They're like, essentially, isn't it like CarMax, where you can go online and just buy a car and it's delivered to you? So you can go online, buy a house, and you're done with it. You don't have to deal with people. You don't have to do that whole thing. So it's appealing. Like, everybody likes Amazon. Everybody likes that kind of service.
I don't really understand how it's going to be any different than a for sale by owner, because I don't know that maybe Zillow is going to hire real estate agents or people to work for them to show the house and stuff, because otherwise, I don't know, you wouldn't want to have to be there every time somebody wants to look at your house to buy it and all that stuff.
Well, and I think a lot of it is just buying offline too, or people selling their house to Zillow for Zillow to sell.
Oh, okay.
Is like the big thing, is because Zillow will just pay you cash for your house and then they'll list it. So from that standpoint, that's ideal for a lot of sellers, but I don't know about the buying standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, if they had it set up to where it was like a 6% difference, that would pretty much be the same thing as listing your house with a realtor.
I don't know how it's going to work, but either way, why is it important, do you think, having a personal brand to fight in this fight against the future of real estate being through Zillow and online
experience like that? So people can shake your hand. And people like you in the community that you work with, and in whether it's your friends with the parents that your kids play sports with, or if you're involved in the church that you go to, or if you're involved in the Chamber of Commerce, or whatever committees you're involved in, Zillow can't do that. They're not there. They can't shake your hand. But Zillow is building its own reputation/personal brand, and they have in the real estate community a pretty shit brand. For realtors, it's just because the information's inaccurate a lot of times. So a house will sell and it'll be like 30 days 45 days before Zillow updates what they have listed a lot of times. And even if another thing that they do is, if a listing expires, a lot of times the old listing is still online or whatever, and it makes it super difficult. And we do a lot of times if we do a 3D rendering of the house, then the syncing up with the new listing that they put online and then the old listing whenever the house was sold 8 years ago doesn't work. And that's Zillow. So that would be who the buyers or sellers would be working with, a company that does not work very well in that aspect. And a lot of times they'll say that your house is worth $450,000 and every other house in your neighborhood has sold for $360,000. And then people get pissed at the realtor because the realtor is like, no, the comps, everything that's comparable to your house in your neighborhood is sold for $360,000. What would make you think that your house is worth $450,000? And they would be like, well, that's the Zillow suggested price, blah, blah, blah. And then it's just a bunch of inaccurate information.
Right. But the consumer doesn't know that. So
no,
that's why it's important to have a personal brand, though, because that's what's going to make people still pick you over going to Zillow. Because as the consumer, I'm not going to find out how crappy Zillow is
until after you have a bad experience.
And from looking at it, that seems like the easier standpoint. But then if I know that John Doe, I've followed him on Instagram, I followed him on Facebook, I've seen him on YouTube, he's got local commercials. And I'm like, dang, like he's legit. Like, I think I'd be really good friends with him. He's hustling. He's doing such a hard job. Like, it would be no like doubt in my mind that I would go to him first because he's built a trust factor with me through those avenues. I've gotten to know who he is as a person, which also builds on that trust factor. And then I like him. Yeah. And I personally, especially with such a big purchase, that's one of the biggest purchases in your life. Like, you want to feel comfortable. You want to know who you're working with. And that to me is going to be more important. It's not like I'm buying a $10 product off Amazon that I know I can return in a day easily. So I think that's where the personal brand is still going to beat out Zillow in the long run, is that with such a big investment, people want to work with someone that they know, like, and trust first and foremost. I don't think that Zillow, even though it sounds easy, I think when it comes to your house and your assets like that, I think people are still going to pick a person and not a brokerage and nothing else. They're going to pick a person that they've been recommended and that they want to work with to help them handle that aspect.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the mistakes that is made is people try to curate their brand versus just documenting what they do, who they interact with. And back to what I was saying is, you know, even insurance agents or whatever, a lot of times it's their network that they work with. It's not this curated, I drive a Ferrari and I sell these luxury houses and all this stuff. And we see this mistake online all the time with realtors. They post all these pictures of these houses, and we're in Kentucky and they're posting these $10 million houses in California that...
It makes no sense.
Are zero houses like that in Kentucky, and they're like, trying to build.
Where do you work? Yeah, I don't understand.
They're trying to build their brand that way, and we're like, no, that is not your brand. Your brand is
Your brand is not what you sell. Your brand is who you are.
It's who you are. Yeah, and even if you show some of the stuff that you sell, that is kind of a portion of who you are and who you work with and your type of clientele. But it's like it's your personality.
And I think of it like this. We went car shopping the other day. We didn't really have, that's another really big investment for most people. We didn't really have a specific car in mind. We had a couple cars. You know, we didn't know a car salesman, like a car dealership. We didn't know anyone personally. We had been referred to someone.
Yeah.
But there was no way to get to know this person to know if that's who we really wanted to go with. And so you kind of go in blind and you're just hoping that you have this good experience. And then we're talking after we meet with these people, didn't really click, you know, there wasn't a lot there. And so it kind of takes a lot away from wanting to buy a car at that place, just because you don't know who that person is. They just seem like a salesperson to you. I only see them as the dealership. Like, that's the name that I'm like, okay, so now this guy's this dealership. That's how I view the entire dealership at that point. And if I had known someone, if I had seen someone working hard, it might not have mattered what dealership they worked for. I might have gone to them anyway to look at a car because of who they were.
Yep.
But nobody does that. And I think a lot of, in real estate, we don't see a lot of that either. Uh-huh. And people just kind of go to the first name that they get referred to. But if you can stand out and you can build that brand, then you're still going to get those referrals, but you're going to have people coming to you just because they want to work with you and they don't care. They want to work with you and nothing else.
That's exactly right. No matter what you do, they want to work with you. Right. Whether you're taking pictures, selling houses, selling cars, selling insurance, whether you're a teacher, they want their kids to be in your class because they like you as a person. And if you're a banker, they want to work with you and you, no matter which bank you work at. That's just how it goes. And that's your personality, your brand, your reputation. They want to work with you. No matter what industry you are in, they're going to want to work with you.
So I think what we're going to do is, because we both have to run and do some work, is we're going to kind of close this podcast out here. And I think our next episode, we're going to talk about the ways to go about building your personal brand and what you should be doing and what you should be looking
at, like
some strategies to really push and build that personal brand and what that looks like in real estate specifically. That really goes to any industry, but we'll keep it kind of specific because I think today we kind of covered what it is,
why you need it,
and why you kind of need it. And next time we'll give some actionable tips to kind of help you get started with that.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you for listening to the Kim and Kyle podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. If you want to grow your business, follow us on social media. And if you want to have a good day, go pet a dog.